is independent of the courts, or the courts are independent of Parliament, so Parliament interfering with the judicial process is a very significant step. It's a step we take very carefully, so an announcement is imminent.
Kevin Hollenrich thinks here's a solution for those prosecuted for fraud or theft based on information from faulty software. Yesterday, the Lord Chancellor said legislation to clear all their names is being considered. Danone has agreed to a 7% drop in the price of Aptamil. A recent watchdog investigation found evidence of unjustified price increases in the baby milk market. The estimated cost of building HS2 between London and Birmingham has soared to over £66.5 billion. Sir John Thompson, boss of the firm in charge of the project, is talking to a group of MPs. Former Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick says amendments he's putting forward to the legislation to set up the Rwanda asylum scheme are in line with international law. He says the current bill has to be strengthened to make sure courts can't stop flights taking off. But other Tories say they'll not vote for it if the changes go too far. Here's former Labour Special Advisor Tom Baldwin.
It's a policy that's expensive, unworkable, and precisely almost what's wrong with our politics now. Trying to grab a big headline-catching idea rather than doing the basics, processing asylum applications faster, getting better border security.
British and American forces have shot down drones and missiles fired at ships in the Red Sea. The Defence Secretary claims it marks the largest attack yet from the Houthi group. And a pothole-filling robot is going to be tried out on roads for the first time. The machine uses AI to spot surface holes before filling them up. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth. Well, it sounded very, very overexcited there.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And now today, the weather is a little bit deceptive because it's beautiful out there. It's a lovely day to go for a crisp walk in the woods. 5 degrees, sunny and a moderate breeze, and it is going to go down to -2, but it is feeling pretty cold and you might need to have a little scarf and wrap yourself up. But this is what the UK is all about, this weather, this kind of wintry, sunny, go for a walk in the woods.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I was listening to some radio this morning, actually, early this morning, and I heard this talk of pay per mile road charging, and I got very angry because I'm not a fan of the congestion charge at all. I don't like it. I don't think anyone likes it, and I hope that they reverse it. And I don't, I mean, I know you've got cameras everywhere, and that does help with, you know, sorting out possibly traffic, you know, issues and accidents and things like that, and monitoring criminal activity and things. Yeah, we've got them in London, that's fine, and other places as well, obviously. But the pay per mile road charging might look to replace the current car tax system. Now, I'm only saying might because I'm reading up a little bit of information to see what could possibly be coming down the road. It's to do with a $35 billion tax shortfall that's incoming as motorists continue to switch to electric vehicles. Not something that I will be doing. I can't imagine anything worse. I was looking to possibly upgrade my Mini. I'm going to be selling it now, but I was like, where's the petrol version? I didn't get a hybrid. I'd have a hybrid version, obviously, yes, of course, that, but I just wouldn't just have an electric car because we just don't have the infrastructure. And also, I don't want to be driving somewhere and they just run out of charge. I think if you've got the petrol and you've got the electric, then it kind of self-charge. Does it self-charge itself, I think? Or am I daydreaming? Anyway, so that's just my reason, just for safety reasons. For me, there's not enough point. And also, when you're charging a car, I thought it was more or less instant. First off, I thought you got the electricity for free. Don't ask me why. This is when they first came out. I was like, that's a good idea. Just charge up. We don't have to pay any petrol. I don't know why I thought that. But if you're charging an electric car, it means you've got to go in and buy a coffee. Because if it's in the winter, you don't want to be sat in your car. And again, it's additional cost that you don't need to be spending. You know, you get a coffee, it's £3. So £3 every time you fill your car up. So there is that. But this, you know, paper mile, what to me, when I was listening to this morning, and I know they're talking about the environment, all the rest of the stuff, to me, is there global warming? I don't know. Yes, there is. UK, can we do anything about it that's going to affect like the whole world? No. Is does the Earth go through lots of different changes and there'll be mass extinctions? Yes. I think it's already been three. So is there anything we can do about that? Probably not, because if the Earth, if everything changes with our weather, it just will change. That will be it. I don't think there's anything really we can do too much about it. I don't think so. You know, there was mass extinctions long before we were ever on this Earth, and the Earth, Mother Earth, will continue to do whatever it wants. We can't stop volcanoes exploding and tornadoes and all sorts of things. So we've really got no control. And also, I don't want to be miserable on a Wednesday, but we can be hit by an asteroid at any second. You know, how happy days, I'm just saying. Anyway, so it won't matter if we're doing a paper mile. Won't have to pay it. But the reason I don't like this paper mile was because I pop down sometimes to my sister who lives in Brecon. My other sister lives in Braintree, and they're both a journey. The one to Wales can be 3.5, maybe 4 hours. And where she lives, the nearest train station is still 30 minutes away. So if I did get, I'd have to get into London on the train, get to the station, get into London, then get on a train and go back out to wherever the nearest station is to Brecon, then get off the train, which is really expensive, and then try and get transport, which is about a 30-minute journey, to my sister's. So I don't do that all the time, drive to my sister's, because it is expensive to do it, but at least I get in the car and I drive from A to B. Sometimes I stop at a service station, and that's what I do. Now, if I had to pay per mile to do that, I can't see how this can work, because it's going to affect people that don't have much money. And, you know, I don't want to be in a 15-minute city. I want to be able to go outside of the area that I live in and go to other places. And sometimes just getting in the car and driving, clearing your head or whatever. You know, I don't want to walk somewhere. I don't want to cycle somewhere. And not everybody is going to be fit enough or well enough to do that for a start. And also in weather like this. I mean, even if I was, you know, 20 minutes down the road, I still wouldn't want to cycle out in weather like this. And also because the roads around here are really not suitable, coming down Doddinghurst Road and Hatch Road, all those roads around here are not suitable for being on a push bike. It's just not suitable. And also all the lanes, like the Ongar Road and all the lanes going towards Thurrock, Upminster, just not suitable to be riding a bike on them at all. You know, not safely. But I think this paper mile thing, I was raging this morning. And if there is a march, you know, if there is a march in London, I'll be going on it. Because I don't want to be trapped thinking I can't go and see my sister, because now I've not only have got to pay for the fuel, I've got to pay per mile to go and see it. I can't do it. It's too much. It could be an extra like £20 or £30 every time you do a trip, you know. And it limits you to what you can do, and you have to stay in your like little area, and that's what I don't like. And it won't affect people who've got a lot of money, because they'll be able to go, yeah, I can go up to Scotland and drive my car, I don't care, I'm going down to Cardiff next week. But people who haven't got a lot of money and not a lot of income, which is more of us than there are of the rich people, then you'll be trapped. I don't like it. So anyway, if you want to get in contact, let me know what you think about paper mile. You might agree. You might say, actually, Michelle, I agree with it. We need to say that, you know, the environment's really important and it's all to do with the environment, blah, 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 blah. Let me know. You can send me a voice note on Facebook, which is Eat My Brunch, or on Instagram as well, or Messenger, and let me know what you think about a possibility of pay per mile. Would you rather have that than the road tax? That might work out better for you. I don't know. Depends how much it is per mile, doesn't it? So let me know what you think. Here's Bananarama with Feel the Love.
In the cold, dark space, I'm feeling misplaced, but you can breach reality. Let's reach insanity. Hear my heart next to yours as we go up, up, up through the roof of this club. Got you, feel the same.
Westlife slip in there, but I did. I don't mind Westlife. I feel like I've got to stand up from my chair, though. It's a good song, isn't it? Bye, bye, baby. Yeah, it's a good little tune. Is that Ronan Keating, or have I got the one, wrong one? Westlife. Let me have a look. Westlife. Westlife. Or is that Boyzone? Who, let's have a look. I can't remember. Is it? Maybe it's not. No, it's not. He's not in that, is it, Rowan Keating? It's the other one. Yeah, Westlife. That was it. Shane Fillon, Mark Feely, Kieran Egan, Nicky Bryan, and Brian McFadden. Ah, yes. Yeah, yeah. No, I like that. It's a good one. I didn't like... What was the one that... Oh, You Raise Me Up. That one. Yeah, I didn't like that one. But the rest of the songs are really good. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was a little bit mean of me, wasn't it, really? But I did let it play, so we're fine.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen, or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Phoenix FM.
Currently my favourite track, this is Jungkook with Usher standing next to you.
Miracles, everybody, make it known. like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. No, for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's when we're too early to leave, we go.
Right here. You feel it?
Coast.
We rolling yet?
Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Gorgeous. That is John Cook with Usher standing next to you. And I was dancing. I saw him slightly out of breath. I was dancing thinking, yeah, I could be in that video. When I say dancing, I was like moving from side to side, trying to stretch my back out a little bit. But I'm trying to keep moving during the show because I sit down all the way through and I drive into the studio as well. As you know, I've got issues with my back, so I'm trying to ease up a little bit, stretching myself from side to side. I think in my head, the thing is, in my head, I think, oh, you know, I must look really good. And I think it's the top part of my arms move. Somebody said I had dancer's arms once when I tried to do tap dancing. That was just awful. It was so embarrassing, I can't tell you. Now, this song, I got it pronounced wrong. I have done since it was released about 25 years ago. This is Tori Amos with Professional Widow. Bob pointed it out last week and said, did you know you called it Professional Window? I said, isn't that the name of the song? He went, no. So here we go. Tori Amos with Professional Widow.
Yeah, a honey bring it close to my. A honey bring it close to my lips. Yeah, a honey bring it close to my. A honey bring it close to my lips. Yeah, a honey bring it close to my. A honey bring it close to my lips. Yeah, a honey bring it close to my. A honey bring it close to my lips. Yeah, a honey bring it close to my. A honey bring it close to my lips. Yeah, a honey bring it close to my. A honey bring it close to my lips. Yeah, a honey bring it close to my. A honey bring it close to my lips.
A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. A honey bring it close to my l
radio because it's radio and it's local.
What's going on in your area? So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. Brook Street roundabout, first off, is looking clear. But as you head down, you will find there are some roadworks on the A1023 London Road at Spittle Lane. If you want to try and avoid those and you're heading towards sort of the Ongar Road direction, head down Wiggly Bush Lane. So as you come over the Brook Street roundabout, take your first left. You will find Wheel Parkway is closed. That is due to the flooding. And as you get to the end of Wiggly Bush Lane, just turn onto Weald Road on the right and you can follow the traffic down there and avoid that little bit of congestion on the A1023. Heading up towards the High Street, as you get to the traffic lights between Kings Road and Weald Road, they're just a bit busy along that section. And also along the Ongar Road, coming right up past Doddinghurst Road, So Doddinghurst Road is clear, but then onto the Yonge Road is quite busy going up to Wilson's Corner, and that's in all directions at the moment. No problem heading up towards the A12, that's flowing very nicely. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, it is clear at the moment, and if you're heading up to the M11, no major problems. You'll get more traffic and travel in about an hour's time. Now, what's coming up the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM? Let's have a little look. After me, you've got Bob Simpson. He's here with lunchtime interviews, news and great music. Jo Bailey at 3 p.m. She's bringing you home with local events, interviews, drive live sessions, travel guest intro, and again, great music. Andy Gilson is here with a show between 6 and 7. And then at 7 p.m, you've got the Orient Hour with Andy Gilson. What an hour of everything happening at Leighton Orient and the 80 Leighton Orient team. Curveball tonight with Nick Field. He's giving you loads of music to choose from, all driven with passion. Nick's going to be chatting to ukulele pop band The Rocket Kings. At 10 o'clock tonight, Darren Mutu with Reggae Revival presenting 2 hours of old school reggae. It's a fantastic lineup today on a Wednesday, as we have every day on Phoenix FM. Find out more, check out the website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Right, coming up next, this is a bit of a classic. This is The Beat with Mirror in the Bathroom.
Property Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM.
All right, it feels
So we had Kylie Minogue, and that is Girls Aloud with Wake Me Up. They'll be doing a tour soon as well. That's going to be fantastic. You're fans of Girls Aloud. Just having a little look online. I just seen this video issue. You get these videos that pop up, and there is a guy that is standing by a car, and he's basically, I think, attacking the windscreen with a piece of wood, knocks it, really smashing into it, then goes to smash the front of a shop by the looks of it. And it's just awful. It's just like a bloke smashing a car and smashing a windscreen, and then sticking like a I don't know if it's a knife or big. It's a big, like, looks like a machete, just stabbing the front of someone's car. Then they're going up towards the, I think it might be possibly a restaurant or a bar, and they start to smash on the windows. Anyway, running outside come two people from the actual place and clonk him over the top of the head. I'm not suggesting you do this with a bar stool or some sort of stool. I just can't believe it. I mean, I just don't understand this. The guy is just standing there and smashing a car. Now, it doesn't matter what's happened, you know, prior to this. That's still a criminal offence. And I want to see people who do this, you know, I want to see him locked up. I'm sorry, I know the prisons are overfull and everything else, but you shouldn't be allowed to get away with doing that. And the people that have come out and actually clonked him with the bar stool a couple of times, they probably will get prosecuted for defending their property and also for causing injury to him. But he was just standing there, like, just, you know, just literally stabbing the front of their car, the windscreen, stabbing it, smashing it, causing criminal damage, like a maniac. I mean, there's loads of these videos all over. I think this is in the UK. Looks like it's a UK car. But it's just unbelievable. The guy really gets it on the back of the head, and he drops his... I think he's carrying a machete, so that's disappeared. But just doing... oh, my God, the damage he's doing to the car. It's just awful. I just don't know why. But I would, the thing is, I suppose there's with the law, it's like with driving and everything else, you can only prosecute on the criminal damage, which probably wouldn't even be a prison sentence. But it's still, you know, it's still a pain, isn't it? If you've been burgled or something's happened, if your car's been stolen or things been stolen, you know what it's like. You've got much hope. There's nothing, haven't you, really? Right, anyway, moaning on a Wednesday. That's what I love. Coming up next, here's Carlos Abril and Amelia Rose. This is Distance.
Bring it back tonight, because I called you my... I caught you mine.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old-school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Now, if you want to find me on my socials, I'm on Eat My Brunch Radio Show on Instagram and Eat My Brunch on Facebook as well. You can always get in contact with me there and find out what's going on with the show. And also, if you want to check out the new music, really, if you love the new music that I play on my show, go and give the artist a follow, because it's free to do so. And it does mean a lot for the artist. It helps their reach, especially if they don't have, you know, not everyone has funds for advertising on things like Facebook and Instagram. And a lot of the things are hidden as well, makes it a little bit more difficult. And if you're a local business out there and you're looking to advertise, no better place to do it than on your local radio. We've got a lot of businesses in Brentwood who advertise with us, and you can find out more if you want to check out our website or the www.phoenixfm.com and have a chat with Steve, who looks after our sales here at Phoenix FM. Plus loads of features, 440,000 individual hits is per month to our website. So again, very, very busy, and lots of interviews for you to catch up on, and podcasts and all sorts of things, and loads of local information as well. I'll be having a chat with Bob in the next half an hour or so, finding out what's coming up on his show. But in the meantime, let's head over to the 12 o'clock news. I'll be back with more after this.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News. From the